Listen to an audio version of this post. Summary: the October Hipara product update is here, and we're introducing a new classroom management feature, Student Browsing History. This feature allows teachers to record student browsing for up to 60 minutes for insights into learning and digital citizenship. Plus, there have been exciting recent updates like the Overview panel, which displays class activity insights, Hipara highlights browser monitoring for Microsoft Edge, and Hipara's new integration with OneRoster. With these updates, Hipara remains committed to streamlining digital classroom management to make teaching easier. Get ready for a new classroom management feature in Hipara Highlights. This month, we're thrilled to introduce Student Browsing History, built with feedback from our community. We've designed this to help teachers provide more personalized support to learners. Let's dive into what makes this update so exciting for your classrooms. Introducing Student Browsing History. We believe that a classroom management solution should empower educators and learners. That's why our new Student Browsing History feature in Hipara Highlights is based around making instruction more meaningful and supporting digital citizenship, not simply monitoring behavior. Hipara product manager Megan Jakubik says, "We're not a policing tool. We want this new feature to be rooted in instructional value. When teachers record student browsing history in Hipara Highlights, they can freely move around their classroom without being tied to their computer. After they record the browsing history, they can review the insights after class to explore how they can best support learners. Teachers are excited to use this feature to gain insights into student progress without needing to sit behind their computer during class, communicate with parents about their child's progress, help guide learners to reputable websites during research activities, have digital citizenship conversations around the use of AI, ensure safe browsing during class, share learners' progress with administrators, see how long a learner spent on a class activity to provide tailored support. How Hipara's student browsing history works. We've made student browsing history simple for teachers to use. In Hipara Highlights, teachers will see a record button in the top right-hand corner. Here's how it works. To capture student browsing history for a class session, click the record button. The teacher will enter or select a time duration for the recording, up to a maximum of 60 minutes. The recording automatically stops when the time limit ends, or the teacher can manually end it at any time. Once the recording is complete, teachers can access the student browsing history in the Recordings tab in Hipara Highlights. They will see details, including the student's name, the website URLs they visited, and timestamps for when they opened or closed a site. This browsing history data is saved for 7 days, giving teachers a window to review student activity and adapt their instructional strategies. Why Hipara's student browsing history stands out? What makes Hipara's approach different? While some browser monitoring tools record all student online activity, our feature is more intentional and designed to make instruction and formative feedback the main focus. Instead of automatically recording all student activity, our feature encourages teachers to have a specific reason to record. This deepens student privacy and ensures that teachers have an instructional goal for recording learners' browsing history. Focuses on instruction. There are several instructional reasons a teacher may want to record student browsing history. Some examples include: a teacher needs to move around the classroom to provide personalized support during an essay writing lesson and wants a record of the class's online activity. A learner has been struggling with a science concept, and recording their browsing history can give the teacher a clearer picture of where the learner gets stuck. A parent has questions about their child's progress during a math unit, and recording the learner's browsing history helps the teacher give detailed feedback to the parent. Supports digital citizenship. Hipara's browsing history feature also gives teachers the chance to have meaningful conversations about responsible online activity. It becomes a teaching tool rather than a punitive one. Promotes student agency. Hipara's new feature gives teachers meaningful insights or visibility when it matters, while empowering learners to take ownership of their digital behavior. This helps learners build self-management skills in a more trusting environment. Become an early adopter of student browsing history. Does your school or district want to be the first to experience the new student browsing history feature? You can get early access and see how it can support teaching and learning in your classrooms. To join the Early Adopter Program, please email our product manager, Megan Jakubik, at megan.jakubik@hipara.com. Recap: recent Hipara updates. Here's a quick look at some updates we've rolled out recently to help you streamline digital classroom management. Overview Panel: providing teachers with class activity insights. Last month, we unveiled the Overview Panel in Hipara, giving teachers a bird's eye view of student activity across the class. This update helps teachers quickly see who is on or off track so they can tailor their support. Hipara Highlights for Microsoft Edge. Great news for Microsoft 365 education schools. Hapara Highlights is now fully available for the Microsoft Edge browser. This means your teachers can use browser monitoring to guide learners browsing during class, share links directly to their screens, pause screens, and close their tabs. Learn more about classroom management for the Microsoft environment, One Roster Integration. We've made rostering easier than ever with our new One Roster Integration. This simplifies setup, reduces your workload, and ensures your class information is always up to date. All support is handled directly by Hapara, removing the need for third-party involvement and reducing response times. Hapara is deeply committed to protecting student data and adheres to leading security and privacy standards, including SOC2, ST4S, and GDPR, ensuring your district's information remains secure and private. Do you need help making the switch to One Roster? Reach out to the Hapara support team at support@hapara.com. Coming soon, Hapara Hall Pass. Get ready for a new kind of Hall Pass system. We're putting the final touches on Hapara Hall Pass, a digital solution to manage student movement safely and efficiently. We'll be launching this new product in early 2026. Do you want to be the first to try it? Join our waitlist Frequently Asked Questions, FAQ. How does the new student browsing history feature work? Teachers can record student browsing sessions in Hapara Highlights by clicking the record button and selecting a duration of up to 60 minutes. Teachers can access the browsing history in the Recordings tab for up to 7 days. The history includes details like student names, websites they opened and closed, and times. What makes Hapara's student browsing history feature unique? Unlike other tools, Hapara's browsing history is rooted in instructional value rather than constant monitoring. It promotes meaningful instructional and digital citizenship support in the classroom. Does Hapara automatically record all student browsing? No, Hapara's browsing history is designed for intentional use. Teachers make the choice of when to record during class time, such as when needing to review a struggling student's activity or monitor while moving around the classroom. What other recent updates has Hapara introduced? Hapara has rolled out several exciting updates, including the overview panel for a quick view into student activity, Microsoft Edge integration for classroom management, and One Roster integration to simplify roster syncing. What is Hapara Hall Pass? Hapara Hall Pass is a digital solution that modernizes how schools manage student movement. It will replace traditional paper hall passes with a streamlined system that has real-time data. Discover a better way to manage the digital classroom. We've created an essential guide for school leaders to help manage digital learning environments. Download our free ebook,